So before Shabbos, we start Siman Kuf Chaf Dalad, right to base. And again, that's page 294 in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what we're talking about is the Chazaras HaShatz, the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei by the Chazan. So the Machaber said that after everyone finishes Shmoneh Esrei, so then we repeat Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei. In case there's somebody who doesn't know how. And so they listen to the Chazan, and by listening to the Chazan, they're Yotze Davni. And when that person does so, they have to listen to every word that the Chazan says. At the end of Shmoneh Esrei, they take the three steps back. It's as if they said it, even though they, quote unquote, just listened, but the listening is as if they said it. Okay, so we did some things inside that. Does the person have to know Hebrew? Do they not have to know Hebrew? What I did mention last time is the Bir Halacha says, Chofetz Chaim says the Bir Halacha, and we're going to see this. And that is that even though we said before, or we said last week, that if you know how to daven, you're not Yotze with the Chazan's davening. Remember we said that, that in other words, you know how to daven, you're really supposed to daven on your own. If you don't know how to daven, so then you listen to the Chazan. So let's say, we discussed last week, I want to take some time off, right? I want to have a few minutes off. So while everybody's davening, I'm going to take it easy. And then I'll listen to the Chazan, repeat Shmoneh Esrei. That does not work if you know how to daven. Now we'll see as we go through these halachas, there are certain exceptions to that case, where even if you do know how to daven, in certain instances, even though you do yourself know how to daven, Shmoneh Esrei, still, you can use the Chazan. So here's one case. We'll see a few. But the Bir Halacha here in Kuf Chaf Dalet, in the second Bir Halacha, brings down a couple of cases where even though you know how to daven, your own, you're by yourself, it would still work. And that is, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, let's say if a person's not sure if they daven Shachris on Shabbos, or they're not sure if they daven Musaf on Chol HaMoed. So then we saw in Siman Kuf Zayin that in those cases, you'd say, well, most of the time we say, if you're not sure if you daven or not, daven again. But in those two cases, Shachar Shabbos morning, and also Musaf Chol HaMoed, we tell you, don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So then in that case, since you're not sure if you daven, maybe I didn't daven. Well, maybe I did. You don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So you know what you could do? Listen to the Chazan. Listen to the Chazan. And that way, even though you're not, if you daven, so fine. If you didn't daven, so then you yotze with the Chazan. Even though you know how to daven yourself. But in other words, so what I'm saying is we're going to see cases where you can use the Chazan, his repetition, as a fail-safe. As a safety net. So like these would be great examples. I'm not sure if I daven on Shabbos morning or Musaf Chol HaMoed. So we tell you not to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Yep, but it bothers me, you know, maybe I didn't daven. So this way, listen to the Chazan, and then you could fulfill, you know, cover your tracks. Because it's as if you daven, but you didn't actually daven because he said it. Now again, the proviso would be, like we said last week, and that is you have to listen to every single word and all that type of stuff, and you know, you have to stay focused and all that type of stuff, which, you know, is a trick in and of itself. But, you know,
how would you think that you didn't daven or something?
Listen, you're not a shul rabbi. You know, the longer I'm in this, the more when I was younger, I'd say, why? You know? Rabbi, I know it might sound strange, but I guess we're coming at different angles. So, to what you think is a strange question, I think, yeah, sure. Okay, base. Sorry, that's
right there in front. Like, it's just for the repetition. They do the Shmoneh Esrei, and then the repetition's right.
That's
after,
right.
So, how would they not know?
No. It could be maybe they dive in in the morning, and then they came later to shul or something. Right? Maybe they weren't feeling well in the morning, you know, or something. You know, something like that. Okay, let's do a little bass, even though we're running a little late here. Shots, bass. Shots, now this will sound maybe familiar in a certain way to some of you. Shots, shenechnas, bass, haknesses, umatzat, tzibur, sheis, palu, belachash. A guy, a Now again, realize that even today, not everyone could be a chazan, right? Not everybody's qualified to be a chazan. Chazan Rabinovich was here, we talked about, it's not just knowing how to say the words and all that, but there's a nusach to it, right? And it's not just any joke to get up and daven. So again, so there, like the Yekas, they only have one person, friend of mine is from a Yekas community, so he was the chazan. So he davened all the time. He was, even if there was somebody as an Olvel, whatever, he davened. He davened. So now, so let's say in that type of circumstance, that person who is the designated davener, the designated Shliach Tzibur, he walks in, maybe he came a little late, Umatza Tzibur Shi Yispal B'Lachar, and they already davened the silent Shemoneh Esrei, the minion davened the silent Shemoneh Esrei. So, get up and go, Now, again, what case would it be? It could be Mincha. Right? It could be Mincha. Well, there's only an Ashrei before, and so everybody's tired of davening. What are we going to do about the repetition? Well, you know the way people are. We'll worry about that when we get to it. Let's daven already. So he started davening, and then he comes in, and he sees this temple, and they already step back already. So now, what does he do? Now, he has to go up and daven right away. There's no time to wait. So then what? So what does he do? He gets up and davens. He davens out loud. And with that davening out loud, he fulfills not only the obligation to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, but he fulfills his own Shemoneh Esrei. So in other words, they don't have to wait for him to daven quietly and then get up and do his thing. And he just gets up and davens right away and davens out loud, and that would be it. As the Mishmur says, Yatza ba gam bishvil atzmo, when he says the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, so he fulfills the Takkanos Chachamim, and also it covers his own private Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Mishmur says that the Achronim say, what would happen, let's say, this guy who davened, he davened quietly on his own. He davened, like I said before, could be he thought he wouldn't make it to Minyan. So he davened Mincha on his own. Happened to be, the appointment was canceled, so he comes to shul. Comes to shul, and don't forget, he's the designated davener. So now, he already davened. So now, what does he do? So the Mishnah Berurah says that when he comes to Minyan, he does not say a quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Why? He already said it. He already said his. So as he do, it would be the same halacha. So again, he's the designated Shliach Tzibur, he's the designated Chazan. So what he's doing, he waits for everybody to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, and he just says the loud one, the one out loud. And that would be it. That's it. Okay. Rezeshem, tomorrow we'll continue with a very interesting Ramah. And a very interesting Bir Halacha also.
Rabbi, Krisha, I'm sorry. If he starts that now, he comes in, and they've already said Ashrei. Does he go back to say Ashrei if it's for...
No. If it's going to hold them up, no. No. So just touch one Ashrei. That's right.